this is something that'll be kind of, if you met someone, say, at 10 o'clock, before noon, how would you greet them?
Good morning.
Mm-hmm. And then, what do you call the part of the day before supper?
Afternoon.
Mm-hmm. And how about, well, when does it end for you?
6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
Evening.
Evening, yes. And then evening is that till after, when does night, what comes next? That's
well, I think evening or night would be interchangeable.
Yeah. And if we were talking about getting up early.
Well, good night might be bedtime. I mean, if you were going to say good night, it would be bedtime, okay.
You might say, if you got up real early, you might say, I even saw the sun
rise.
And I might say, well, what time did the sun rise this morning? You'd say, well, the sun
rose.
Mm-hmm. And I was out in the field really early before the sun had
risen.
Mm-hmm. And if you worked until the sun went out of sight, you'd say you worked until
sundown.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if today is, what is today? Wednesday?
Tuesday.
I don't even know. If today is Tuesday, then Monday was?
Monday. Yesterday.
Yes. That's always a tricky one. That's always a tricky one. If somebody was coming to see you, and they were not this coming Sunday, but the one following it, the Sunday following it, you would say they were
Sunday coming after next.
Yes. And once again, if Tuesday is today, then Wednesday will be
tomorrow.
And to tell what time it is, if you have something on your wrist, you'd have to look at your
watch.
And if it was, well, like right now, midway between 4 and 5, instead of saying 4:30, you might say
half past.
And
I wouldn't. I'd say half.
You'd say 4:30.
I'd say 4:30.
Okay, and then what about instead of saying 4:45, another way of saying that might be?
4:15.
Mm-hmm. And you might say the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they're not going to get such a good one
this year.
And if something happened on this day last year, you'd say it happened exactly
the same time last year.
And you'd say it would be about
this time last year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if a child had just had his third birthday, you'd say he is, in talking about his age,
3 years old.
And you might look up in the sky and say, oh, I don't like the looks of those black
clouds.
And, oh, a day when the sun's shining and there are no clouds, you'd say, oh, it's such a
pretty day.
And on the opposite kind of day, if it's, you know, covered with clouds, you'd say that would be a
dreary day or a cloudy day.
Mm-hmm. And if it's been fair, and then the clouds come in, and you expect rain or something, you'd say the weather is
threatening.
Mm-hmm. And if it's been cloudy, and then the clouds pull away, and the sun comes out, you say the weather is
clearing.
Mm-hmm. And what do you call a heavy rain that just lasts a short while?
A downpour.
Mm-hmm. And what about a storm that has thunder and lightning with it?
Thunderstorm.
And if it's raining, but not raining very hard, just a few fine drops coming down, you'd say it's
sprinkling. But now there's a drizzling.
And then
I was debating.
Oh, yeah. Which was
sprinkling and drizzling.
What about if it's even? Well, you don't even really feel the drops coming down. You just feel it in the air. You'd call that a
dampness.
How about a mist?
Mist, okay, yeah.
Would you use that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now, if you were to look outside one day and you could barely see the house across the street on account of the
fog,
and if it was that type of a day, you'd say it was really
foggy.
And if there was no rain for weeks and weeks, you'd say you were having a
drought.
Mm-hmm. And if the